Aircheckdownloads.com.
The title track from Tina Turner's finest album, according to many, Private Dancer. It is good to hear those songs again. And I'll have another equally excellent classic CD for you next week. But for now, back to the CD countdown with the good and the bad. Well, saints and sinners, next.
Just how good are the savings you'll make right now?
Rejoin the team and make a difference.
You buy them. Count them down. David Jensen's CD countdown on 100.7 Heart FM. Kim Jensen's CD countdown.
Hannah, Joe, Tina, Rachel, John, Paul, and Bradley, collectively known as S Club 7. And from their album 7, we heard Never Had a Dream Come True. They move up one to number 14, and also moving up just one place, All Saints, Saints and Sinners. They're at 15 on the CD countdown this week. Well, we're getting closer and closer to the top of the countdown, and can Dido make it 2 weeks at the top? Top Loader and Anastasia have both been hanging around suspiciously in the top five, and I can tell you there's not a great deal of difference between the number of albums sold by the top three acts this week. It's going to be close. This is Kid Jensen. At number 13 at the moment, unlucky for some, including Destiny's Child, who fall two places. From The Writings on the Wall, here's Independent Woman. Independent Woman, Part 1, from Destiny's Child's The Writings on the Wall. You know, the girls have been nominated for no less than 5 Grammys this year. The ceremony's on Wednesday, and good luck to you girls. Even if the Texans leave empty-handed, they're safe in the knowledge that their album has now gone 6 times platinum. Another massive album, now at 12 on the CD countdown, a move of 2 places in the right direction for David Gray with White Ladder. And from that album, this is Babylon.
Jensen's CD countdown. You say yes, I say no.
They say hello, and the top 10 says goodbye to One by the Beatles. It's finally been nudged out of the top 10 for the first time. That album contains 27 number one singles from the Fab Four and was the biggest seller of last year. What's more, it's likely to be one of the biggest selling LPs of the year as well, which is not a bad achievement for a group who split up over 30 years ago. This is The Kid, and we're seconds away from the top 10, so don't go anywhere.
Across the nation, Evans Halshaw, doing the deals.
Sundays, 3 till 6, Kid Jensen's CD countdown, 100.7 Heart FM. Number 10.
Don't tell me to stop.
My love don't cost a thing.
She was number 1 2 weeks ago, but today Jennifer Lopez is down to number 8 on the CD countdown with the album that uses her new nickname as its title. J-Lo. Before Jennifer, Robbie moved up a place to 8 with Sing When You're Winning, and Madonna swapped places with J-Lo. She's at 10 with Music. This is The Kid on the CD countdown, the chart compiled by Blue Revolution from the albums you've been buying and listening to. 7 songs for the top spot, and at number 7, it's an album whose rise this week may well have been due to St. Valentine's Day. Hope it was a good day for you on Wednesday. It's Love Songs from Roy Orbison, and here's a classic. It's Pretty Woman.
Checkdownloads.com.